The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person by the name of Dawood al-Raqqi, he says, I was with our sixth Imam alayhi salam, إِذَا اسْتَسْقَى الْمَاءَ, as water was poured for him. فَلَمَّا شَرِبَهُ رَأَيْتُهُ قَدْ اسْتَعْبَرَ عَيْنَاهُ, that when he drank water, I saw that his eyes welled up with tears. And so he said, ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا دَاوُودُ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ قَاتِلَ الْحُسَيْنِ, that may the condemnation of God, the removal of mercy of God be upon those who killed Imam al-Husayn. وَمَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ شَرِبَ الْمَاءَ فَذَكَرَ الْحُسَيْنِ وَأَهْلَ بَيْتِهِ وَلَعَنَ قَاتِلَهُ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ 100,000 حَسَنًا وَحَتَّ عَنْهُ 100,000 سَيِّئًا. Yeah? That one who drinks water and remembers Imam Hussein, sends condemnation on the killers of Hussein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for them 1,000 hasanat and excuse 1,000 sayyat. Again, not arbitrary. Right? I think sometimes when we read these hadith, other people read this hadith, they say like this sounds a bit like exaggeration. But we're talking here that these remembrances, man, should be an impetus of a change of lifestyle. This is why this azadari is so important, my brothers and sisters. Because it's not just a cultural exercise. It's not just a religious tick box. But it's something that should generate reform in each of our lives. And so why is there such emphasis on these tears, right? There's so much emphasis, again, like we quoted just two hadith, but the emphasis was on trying to shed tears, yeah? To try to shed a tear for what happened in Karbala. Why such benefit? I'll mention five very quickly. The last one is where I do want to focus on. Number one, because shedding tears is a sign of a mu'min. Yeah? Understand this. Yeah? Again, traditions say this is from our third Imam Aba Abdullah al Hussein alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala wa ali Muhammad, where he says, "Ana qatilul abra." Yeah, you know, qatilul abra. There's two meanings to it, but the Imam gives us the first meaning. He says, "I am the one, the qatil, the one who was killed." And abra is tears. I am the qatil of abra. I am the shaheed of tears. And what does that mean? He says, لا يذكرني مؤمن إلا استعبرا. That I will not be mentioned in front of a believer except that they will cry for me. Yeah? It's a sign of iman. Yeah? Again, this azadari is by God a theological matter. Yeah? It is an aqidi matter. It is not something cultural. It is not something furu'i. It is usuli. Yeah? That we gather in these ways. And hence it is a sign of a mu'min that they will weep. And so this is something you and I should try to be like. When we look at signs of believers, that's what we should aim for, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, it's their criteria that matters. It's not my criteria of what a mu'min is that matters. So number one, it is a sign of a believer. Number two, we are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. His daughter Zahra and all of the a'imma alayhimus salam, because they all shed tears for Hussein. Yeah? And so this is sunnah to Rasulullah. Yeah? This is sunnah to Fatima to Zahra, sunnah to Ali, sunnah to Hassan, and sunnah of all the a'imma, that they shed tears. And us who are the sunnah, following the sunnah, It is our responsibility to shed tears as well, because that's what they taught us, isn't it? Right? And so we follow their example and we follow their teachings, and so it is part of their sunnah, and hence we follow that sunnah. So that's the second reason. Number three, it is a demonstration of our connection to the Imam alayhi salam. Yeah? That how can we understand the maqam, yeah, of the Imam and not shed a tear for the Imam, right? And so it is our way of displaying connection. And you know, a dua we should make, that when a tear does come out and it's an authentic tear, and they are authentic tears, you know, that say at that time, Ya Laytana Kunna Ma'ak. Say it. Because you know, there are other times when we say, Ya Laytana Kunna Ma'ak, that, oh, I wish we were with you, when it's just lip service. Yeah, but there are times when it's very authentic, and that authentic time is when we actually feel that pain in our hearts, right? That's the time we should say it. Yeah? That's the time, make this dua, because I think at that time it has a powerful effect on us. So that's number three. Number four, the fourth reason why we shed tears is because it keeps the message and teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alive. Yeah, understand this. I'll quote this hadith. This is what I mentioned in the beginning, that these majalis are part of our legacy. It's part of our religious foundation. This hadith that we have is quoted by our sixth Imam, As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He says to his companion Fudail, he says, Ya Fudail, tajlisuna wa tuhaddithun. He says, do you gather, do you sit, and do you discuss? Yeah? Yani this is majlis. Yeah? Tuhaddithuna wa tajlisun. Tajlisuna wa tuhaddithun. This julus is what we are doing here today. And he says, na'am, ju'iltu fidak. He says, yes, we do, and may we be sacrificed for you, right? He says, inna tilkal majalis uhibbuha. Fa'ahyu amrana. He says that these majalis, these gatherings are loved by us. Yeah, and it allows for our amr, our affairs, our orders, yeah, our rights to be continued, to be hayat, to be alive. And then the Imam alayhi salam says, فَرَّحِمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَحْيَا أَمْرَنَا. He says, may Allah bless, Allah will be full of mercy for the one who keeps alive our dhikr, yeah, who keeps alive our remembrance. By God, this is it, yeah. This is an example of it. This is not it, but this is an example of it. But the Imam continues. He says, Ya Fudail, man dhakarana aw dhukirna indahu. He says that when we are mentioned by someone, or we are mentioned in that person's presence, yani someone's talking and we are listening, or we are talking about them. He says, فَخَرَجَ مِنْ عَيْنِهِ مِثْلُ جَنَاحِ الذُّبَابِ. And then again, a tear the size of a wing of an angel comes out. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ ذُنُوبُهُ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. He says that Allah would forgive their past sins because of that, even though they may be the size of oceans. Now why? Again, why? Because if we truly, again, man, I have to emphasize this, because sometimes we take these things for granted. If we truly gather and remember them and learn from them, then I wouldn't sin again. You understand? Yeah? And if I wouldn't sin again, then why would God not forgive me when Allah has promised that Allahu yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a? That Allah can wipe away all of your sins. It's not a big deal for God. All God wants to see is reformation, change, islah. Right? And so this is something that when we gather with these type of gatherings, man, again, we should have that intention that I'm going to take away one thing, two things to improve my life, better my life, so that I don't be the same person that I was.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل على